What's up, y'all? Happy Saturday. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live from the ultimate remote location. Alternate route. Maybe the ultimate alternate route. We're looking here at Princeton School. I keep saying I've never been in that school. I don't know what the significance of me saying that is, but I never have. I never been in a school. Just about, you know, all my friends went there. Well, not all of them, because I went to St. Pat's, and some of them went to, you know, a different school system. But I grew up close to here. You know, I live right around the corner from here. And just about everybody on my street went to this school. In fact, I'm going to go turn around and go back the other way so I can go around the front. And I love the old architecture. I like the old brick buildings. This big-ass brick building, to tear it down is a project in itself. Probably why it's still standing. A lot of the other schools are gone. And there will come a day when this one isn't here anymore. There's no doubt about that. And Princeton and Hillman, where I don't think, I really haven't been on this side of, you know, not a couple times I used to come around here. You know, not much. There's no reason for me to come around here that much, actually. There used to be a playground here. I think you used to play basketball there, but I didn't play that frequently. And this is going to be Sherwood coming up. There used to be a store at the corner of Sherwood and Hudson that I didn't go to that much either. But this is what it looks like, people. Hillman Street, this used to be the run. We used to ride this maybe 1 mile stretch of street back and forth, up and down, daily. Daily, and it was our strip. Everything was on this. Well, not everything, but, you know, as far as teenage boys being out there and doing what we do, urban teenage boys being out there doing what we do, right up and down Hillman. The police used to let us do it. Now that I look back on it, the police used to let us do it, because I'm sure they knew what we was doing out there. And they probably said, well, as long as they doing that, they ain't doing nothing, you know, too crazy. I'm sure they let us get away with it. I think some people lived on the street. I think Rod Hennings lived in one of these houses over here. I think somebody else lived on this street across from the school, too, as I remember. There it is. Look at that architecture. Front of the grand school. I mean, this is a junior high school. This is not even a high school. Look at that. Look at that. They just don't make them this way no more. And there's probably good reason for it. The pillars and the color, the rock and steps and all that. Should we go in there and try to see if we can see in there? Let's just see. They wouldn't jump out at it. I never been this close before. Oh my God. It's the auditorium. Can you see the auditorium? Wow, it's the auditorium. It's still kind of there. Can you see that? Wow. I never knew this was the auditorium. I thought this was like the entrance to the school. Can y'all see that? It's the auditorium. I wonder if I should back up and turn on higher resolution since I'm getting up this close. Wow. Many times I rode by this place and took his picture. I've never been that close. That's the auditorium in there. Wow. I remember, I think there used to be a playground, I mean a basketball court about right here. Not where the grass is, but on the cement over there. But I don't think it lasted long. Wow, look at that. So that's the auditorium. That's not even the entrance to the school. Oh, all those years, I thought that was the entrance. See, I never been in there. I never, you know, I've never been in there. And I'll probably say that braggingly so. There may be a little bit of bragging in my voice when I say I've never been in there. Man, this used to be a store. Mr. Layton's store used to be right there. No, not Mr. Layton's. It used to be another store. Mr. Layton's was in St. Louis. Another store used to be there. And then over on Laclede, down towards the direction we're going to go, I guess that's to the north, was Raffiti's, the store I used to go to all the time. Look at this fence. This fence probably been here for 100 years, 50, 60 years, probably. That old chain link fence. Speed limit, school speed limit 20. And also, it's not there anymore, but there used to be a huge water tower. They tore it down. There used to be a huge water tower. Huge. I'm sure I got pictures of it, if I can go back and find them. But it's gone now. I should walk up there and get a look at it, just to see what it looks like with it gone. Not that I even know what it looks like with it there, but as you can see, Youngstown. I don't want to take pictures of nobody's spot. Just trying to keep it, you know, as platonic as possible. I ain't trying to have nobody run up on me inquisitive and defensive about what I'm doing. As you can see, ain't nobody out here but me. You see, it ain't nobody. Nobody here. Nobody out here. Just me. I'm walking down the middle of the street. Plucky and them used to live there. I think his name was Raymond North. We used to call him Plucky. And his sisters, Bernadette. And them. Kenny Harris used to live up there. Lisa Coney. I think Albert King and them used to live there. Clarence Tolliver used to live up there. I forget. This is Laclede up the street. Kenny Harris was, I ain't gonna say he was the bully, but he was the leader. Not the leader, but he was the strongest, whatever you want to call it, when we was growing up, you know, elementary school. He was kind of the alpha, I guess you want to call it. And as I said before, I've always been vice president. I've always ended up being the alpha or the top guy's sidekick, really close sidekick. That yellow house right there is the one I grew up in. I go Brendan Nim's house. They used to be Galen Robinson's house. A few people lived on in this house right here. Missy and them used to live there. This white family used to live there. His name was Jeffrey too. Kalada Harris's house used to be there. David Brooks' house used to be there. It's gone in that corner there. Used to be a house right there. It's gone. But there's somebody coming out my house. I don't know what they be doing in there. So I'm gonna walk over here and act like I ain't bothering with them. Even though that's what we're talking about. They got Carl Knowles in them house. They used to be back there, the Pinchum's house. That was the Pinchum's house back there. I'm trying not to shoot there, because they might be up to some, you know, some stuff like that. I think Darlene and them used to live there, Diane. The Van Cobbs used to live in this spot right here. It's gone now. Miss Joe, no, the Spontacks used to live there. Miss Joe's house used to be there. I think that's the Murphy's house. It's still there. Dorothy's in them house is gone right there. They go to Richardson's house. You can see their backyard. Look at my old backyard right there. Tammy's in them house. Miss Naomi's house, she's still there. Earl's house. David Cole. Debbie Earl's aunt used to live in one of them houses there. And I think of that house there, and his grandmother used to live there. David Cole. Vernon's house. Miss Archie. Used to live there. I can't tell if Cole's door open or not every time I walk up here. I can't really tell. He needs to have it so we can tell if his door is open or not. Where is the mouse? That dog. That backyard. Used to go back here, used to go in his basement. His father had all kinds of tools. Used to go in the basement, Shannon and them, the Laneys, the Bodricks, Eugene and them, Fido, Jeff McCary, all of it. All of it here. Where I was born and raised. On this street right here. Look at it. This is the ultimate alternate route. This is the ultimate location. Ultimate route and ultimate location. Ultimate alternate route and the ultimate remote location. You see the trees don't have leaves on them yet. All the houses here is burning them. Second wife or third wife or whatever was living. First wife, I don't know. And his kids used to live in one of them houses there or that one, I can't remember. And, you know, all these used to be all houses here. Used to be houses there. And it would be nice if I could cut through to St. Louis and walk past the property I own and the house that my father lived in. And I used to live in that house. And my daughter and them used to live in that house. I don't know if I lived in it. I don't know if I lived in it. But I stayed there lots. I stayed there a lot. Kim Cashwell and them, Caldwell, Cashwell, whatever her name, whatever her bougie ass name is. Rosedale. And what a canopy bed having. So I wonder if I can get through there, if I walk down through there. What I better get through there? I don't know. You think I could? I don't want to get down there and not be able to get through there. I wonder if it'll let me cut through. Does that fence go all the way across? It probably does. I probably can't squeeze through there. I don't want to walk all the way around. This church, they built this church here. Used to be like a yellow church. Built like the houses are, like kind of, you know, single, whatever you call it, stand-up church or whatever. More vertical. Don't want to walk all the way down there and walk all the way back up. Can I cut? I don't want to be able to cut through. I wonder if I bet you I can probably cut through somebody's yard and get over there. Look at that old hollowed out, whatever that is. You can see it. Windy out here. Sunny. Don't let all that sunny fool you. It's a little bit brisk out here. Down here, Kirk Davidson and Larry Dawson and here, Mike Wells, Carl McCullough. All them cats used to live down this way. Oh boy. Looks like I'm going to end up doing it. Walking all the way down to Glenwood and walking back up St. Louis. That's a walk. That's going to be a walk. I should check to see how many steps I got. I believe that used to be Michael Wells in them house or Kirk Davidson. And I forget. But Carl, there go Carl. Why? It was down this far. I didn't know it was down this far. I thought it was up closer. You can look over and see St. Louis. As you can see right through now, the streets. And you can, usually be deer. Usually be deer and stuff. I think Ronald McCullough still lived there. I'm not sure. Pep and them used to live there. But I think houses used to be there. Kurt and them used to live there. I can't remember exactly proximity, but I could have swore that Pep's in the house. I remember this because they always had that cool green and that, the car cover thing. I could have sworn it was bigger and different. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I don't know. But you can see, I'm walking down the middle of the street. Look like the house. house. Yep, it is. Yep, that is the house. See, you can see. I don't know if you can see it. I should go to higher resolution. I should go to a higher resolution to get all this. I should go to a higher resolution because I kind of want to keep this as posterity. But so this is that. You can see where we're at, what we're doing. I think that used to be Michael Wilson's house. I'm not sure. I forget. The Burger Queen used to be down here. Parker's Ice Cream used to be down here. Sparkle Market used to be down here. Fostoria. There used to be a post office down here. You see, I'm out here walking. Ain't nobody out here. You see, I'm out here walking. Ain't nobody. Nobody. See, this would, I guess, a lot of people say it's better nobody than what may or may not have been, you know, happening around here. A bunch of people with not much to do and all that. You know, so I was thinking too, you don't see too many stray dogs no more. Even the youngster, you don't see too many stray dogs or dogs running around loose anymore. They got that shit tied down. Even, one time I saw a stray dog in San Bernardino, and it kind of gave me chills. I felt a certain kind of way. Wow, this whole corner has been cleaned off. Oh boy, Brendan live over there. Brendan Jesse moved, in fact, over there. They move right over there now, huh? I got this, their house is like right there. Wow. Because I didn't even, they said they live on Brentwood. I had never even heard of Brentwood. And Brentwood was like right there. And I live right up the street. Remember Burger Queen used to be here? This used to be the post office. Well, that used to be the post office. One of those. And that used to be Sparkle Market. There's Foster Theater. The X-rated theater that's still going strong after 75,224 years. Yeah, I'm going to regret not being in high resolution. I am. I'm going to regret it. Not getting these legacy pictures that I'm going to want to keep. I used to ride my bike down here to Burger Queen. Yeah. Yeah, that's Brentwood right there. I think, if my eyes see right. In fact, I think he probably at work anyway. Jesse probably at work. Brenda there, probably. I'm just gonna walk down here and see. They know me. All right, right by their house. I'll wave. You're like, why'd you stop? You're like, I'm cool. Yeah, I think they live down in one of them houses down there. I believe. Yep, that's Brentwood. See, I didn't even know it was there. And they go Foster's Theater. They go to drive-thru that's been there for 75,000 years. The drive-thru and the X-rated place. Still thriving. Sparkle. And there used to be stuff here too, as I remember. They got cleaners. No, the cleaners was farther down. But yeah, Winona was another street at the other end of Dewey. Jamie Williams lived down there. I was over his house last time I came. I stopped through. I forget who was. Other people used to live down there. See, we had, it's like, we was talking the other day. We was talking about having a reunion. And Cole was, you know, including all these other people. I'm like, nope. It's just us. It's just us, our part of Dewey. I said, nope. He was including all the other people up the street, down the street. I was like, nope. It's just us. Earl said, nope, just a 400 block. I was like, that's exactly it. Just a 400 block. Just us, baby. Because we had people down the street, and I'm telling people, and the people down there, they go to Glenwood. It should be 6th Glenwood. Remember, we were seeing the 8th Market. I think it's the 6th Glenwood. This should be the post office. Johnny's Tire been there for a long time, I believe. Historical Fosterville Post Office. See? 1951 and 1978. Let me get a picture. Look at that. Yeah. And these buildings up here, they've been there forever. But see them on my life. Never knew what they were for. There's a couple of them. There's one here and there's another one down by Chicago. They used to have an ocelot in there. They used to have some kind of wild cat tiger thing down there. All right, here goes St. Louis. Now, St. Louis, to me, had more life on it than other streets. There was like more people and more kids and whatnot, you know. So I'm definitely going to be aware of what I'm filming and what I'm not. Because like I said, when in Rome, you got to do as the Romans do. And you don't want to be, you know, out, you know, I'm in somebody else's house, you know, even though I own property on this. I'm literally in somebody else's house right now. And we're now, see, we walked all the way down Dewey. Now we're walking back up St. Louis because, and it's funny, when I come here, I always check out the house that I don't own anymore. Because I realized it's the house that, you know, I ain't gonna say I grew up in. But my mother got divorced at 16. My father moved into that house. So ever since, you know, and before that, even before then, when I was little, he used to come to that house. Because I think his former in-laws lived there. Or somebody. My father was never one to tell you stuff you don't need to know. And so I never really got the full rundown of who those people was until like maybe 5 years ago. And I kind of knew, but I didn't. So I've been going to that house ever since I was like 2. In fact, this is a picture of me and Kim Cashwell. She used to live there in that house. I think she might have been 4, I might have been 2 or something like that. You know. So it looked like they're renovating that house a little bit. They're trying to do something, build a thing on it or something. I'm over on this side of the street looking at this house. Because that's the house I got more familiarity with. Wow, they got it used to be a house here. That house is gone. And you can see the side door. Look at that. We'll look at the house that I own after we come up here. I wonder if there's anybody in that house. Looks like it's empty. Looks like it's empty. I built them steps. See, look at me coming. Oh, look at the steps all tow up. It looks like people got paper in there. They got 2 trash cans. Oh my God. People just break in there all the time. Oh my. The back door, at least the back door still shut. Oh my. Oh God, look. Wow. Do I want to go up in there and look? Can you see anything in there? Oh wow, look. That looked like the same stuff that was in there from before. Kind of scary. I clean this all out. I clean this all out. Refrigerator in there. You see the counters. You see anything? Can't really see anything, huh? Because of the glare and the light. They got an old thermometer. That thing been there for 50,000 years. You see that? There's one in the back there. This table wasn't ours. Garage. We clean this out. Yeah, we clean the hell out of that garage. The old garage door opener. Still there. Yeah. Okay. I see other people lived here, so I don't think any of this stuff is really ours anymore. Here's the porch. Wow. And that's the house. Somebody's in there. We're actually renting out. Buying that house. So, man, I could have bought this lot here for $1. You can buy the adjacent lot when you own the property. Could have bought it for $1. And I sold that house for like 30, which was way more I thought I should have got for it. And then I heard they now they gotta say it might go for 56. You think that house is worth 56K? Tell me. We're walking back up St. Louis. See, if you look over there, you can see where we was walking up through Dewey. Betty Warren used to live down there on St. Louis back when we passed. Yeah, I admit, I snuck out on my walk with our granddaughter today because I knew I wanted to do this journey without, you know, pushing the stroller and her. It's my last walk before I, my last walk before I embark back to Los Angeles. This is Sharon's house. I don't know why I'm so fascinated about taking pictures of her house, watching the evolution of it, I guess. You know, I don't know, it's kind of like a, not a trademark, but a benchmark, you know, like a standard that I can use to gauge, you know, what's going on, the condition of her house and all that. This thing been there for a long time. That place been there for a long time. I never knew what building that was either. Now we coming up back over Rosedale. So here's Rosedale right here, I can't think about it. So now we're coming back over what I call the top of the hill, the top of Dewey. And now we're going over the top. I can see if I could have. Is there a path? Is that a path? No, I wouldn't have been able to get through there. Is that a path? So I would cross over. I guess I could walk to Hudson and cross over. That's not so bad. Katrina Martin used to live here. The Sutherlands used to live down here. My ex-wife. Husband, current husband, used to live down here. I'm not sure where. I remember Cindy Southern, but I think that's the only one I remember, and it was down in this area someplace they used to live. I never really knew for sure, because like I said, we stayed at 400 block. That's the part I knew. 400 block, that's the part I knew. And I didn't really stray too, well, I strayed, but that's all I did was stray. Didn't do too much business, you know, outside of the 400 block. I knew people, you know, I frequented it, but nothing, you know. Is that, whose house is that? I'm looking at, I'm looking across, looking through to see whose house I'm seeing. I guess I can, since I'm shooting this way, I can go like this. see. I'm looking. St. Louis. I should be able to see. If I see a address marker, I should be able to see where I'm at on Dewey. I'm trying to see some houses I recognize over there across. You know, we're looking at the backs of these houses. So look like Vernon's house. Yep. So it looks like Vernon's house right there. If you look all the way, if you can see all the way through, it's low resolution, you probably can. And here's where we used to, around here someplace, we used to cut across the Chicago field where Buckeye used to practice. See, I'm still looking. Dewey. 400 block of Dewey, baby. That's what it's all about, even though I'm on St. Louis. 400 block of Dewey. Look at that house. Oh, look at my house. See the yellow one? Can you see it? I don't know what kind of resolution you're getting, because the resolution on this is terrible, which is okay because it's only a preview. It doesn't bother me. You go to my house, you can see my, you got, can see that yellow from here. So we're seeing the back of houses on this side of the Dewey Street, and we're seeing, you know, the other side, houses on the other side of the street. You can actually see all the way through. And we used to cut across here someplace and walk down to Chicago Field. I wonder if it's still there. And which street is that over there that they just riding up? Was that Earl? Is that Earl? Oh, they probably, what did they do? I show, because we used to, it really wasn't a street. It was like an alley. And I think they said they found Buddy. Buddy was like a infamous or famous cop that used to be around here. They said they found him dead there. They're gonna bring Nancy's house if you can see that. So you can see all the way through. Used to be houses all the way through here. You used to not be able to see. So you can see my house. Look, man, I'm like parallel to my house. You can see all the way straight through it. Look at that. Come out here at the right time, you'll see deer. Now we came out here. They cut across. Used to be a store here. I believe it was about right here. And we used to walk behind the store, cut through, and get to like a little street down around here, over there someplace. That's my ex-wife's house, where she grew up. That's my ex-wife's house where she grew up, where I met her. Well, kind of not met her, knew her. She's my sister's friend. I've been in that house a few times, hanging out when we was, whatever we was. I don't know, it wasn't my idea. Let's just put it that way. It wasn't my idea. I wasn't thinking that way. I guess that must have been a big nerd, because I just didn't really think that way. I mean, the stuff was on my mind, girls was on my mind, but I was not aggressive or the antagonizer of such relationships. They just usually came to me. I was chosen and just fell in place or not. Yep, there it is. 411 West Dewey. That's the one. They go Dewey Street, 400 block, where it all happened. Between that pole and that pole right there. Those two poles right here, those three telephone poles. 1, 2, 3. That's where it all happened. Yeah. This is good to come back here and go through this. I do enjoy it. I gotta see how many steps I got now. Get back to granddaughter and daughter. Probably, hopefully eat a little breakfast. Nothing major. You know, definitely eat a little breakfast, nothing major. Get her dressed. And maybe go pick up my hat at the mall. Throw her in the car. Go to Mill Creek Park or something like that. Hang out, because it's a nice, kind of a nice day. And get it going, because tomorrow we're slated to get up early. Get to the zoo. And they'll drop me off at the hotel. and I get a shuttle. So we'll see how that goes. Get some rest. Hopefully get some rest on the plane tomorrow night before I get on the plane. And coming. There used to be nightclubs here. I think it was a clean. It was a bunch of stuff on the school. I don't know if it was cleaners here before, but it used to be this whole corner right here. It used to be businesses. It used to be Franz Hilltop. I think Franz used to be here. Then it turned to Larry's. This side turned to Larry's. It used to be jumping clubs here. Back in the day, you know, George's Party Shop. That white building used to be Cold Cuts, like a. I don't think convenience store, but like a, you know, you go like a Lawson's, you go get foods and meats and like a convenience grocery store. Now, that building been there for so long, and they go George's Party Shop, where I bought my first music, 8-track tapes. Anyway, Hill Hillman Street, Dewey and Hillman. I gotta get a picture of that. Definitely gotta get a picture of that Dewey and Hillman. Definitely. Look at that. That's where it all happened, people. That's where it all happened. Anyway, I gotta stop. Maybe I'll finish it up later. Swing on the altar. Maybe I'll finish it up later. Let me finish it up now. Swing on the altar two times. For me, for the funk, and for Youngstown, Mother Funkin' Ohio. Where I was born and raised and grew up and did everything and became the person I am. And for every elementary particle that ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, totality of it all, theory of the universe, hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.